Begin the current daf, Masechtas Hari is daf Hey. Begin on the bottom of the Alamed Beis, two lines up in the bottom of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah continuing the theme of this Masechta regarding Hariyas, the erroneous teachings of the high court of the Sanhedrin, and then the Jewish people following that mistake. Tells the Mishnah, Hari Bezin, if the court ruled, Vasu Kal HaKoel, and the whole entire Jewish people, a Reuben, or the majority of them, go and follow Al Pihen, and they act upon this ruling of the court. Mevi and Par, so the court, not the people, bring a bull that's known as the Par Helm Davishal Tzibur. Now, Ubavaitis Kachavmin, if their erroneous ruling was regarding permitting something of idol worship, then Mevi and Par Visar, then the court brings a bull and a he goat. That's Divrei Meir, because by Avodah Zarah, regarding the erroneous ruling, there the Pasuk says in Parsha Shlach, V'chisishku, if they're going to make an error, V'loisasu is kalim mitzvah elim, not going to do all the following mitzvahs, which refers to Avodah Zarah, as the Gemara says later on, the Avchesem and Aleph, because which mitzvah is equal, correlates to all the mitzvahs, that's Avodah Zarah, and the Pasuk says of them, B'midbar Perek Tezvav, V'asu kala eda, and what does the Jewish people have to bring? Par ben bakar echad la'ayla l'reichin l'reich l'ashem, one bull for a carbon ayla, and its libations, and the flower offerings, usir izim ech l'chatas, and one he-goat for a chatas. So we see that that's the liability. Now, according to a mayor, it's the court that brings it, therefore there's one carbon, and by Avodah Zarah, it's two carbons. Rabbi Hudaimer, he says, no, yud beis shvat and mevi and yud beis parm, when the entire Jewish people follow the erroneous ruling and they sin, the 12 tribes bring 12 bulls, meaning because every tribe brings their own bull, because each shevet is called a kahal, an assembly, and the Pasuk says it's the Kahal that has to bring a carbon. So he holds that it's the Tzibur, the public, that brings the power, and not the court. So each one is considered the Tzibur, so they have to bring 12. And regarding idol worship, then they bring a total of 12 bulls and 12 he-goats. Third opinion is a continued type of Hayim and Allah, Reb Shimonem, he says, Yud Gimel Parm. There's 13 bulls, because he holds in that regard, like a Behuda, that each and every Shevet is considered Kahal and have to bring their own bull. But additionally, the Bezdin has to bring a bull, as Gemara will explain all of their opinions in the Gemara. And regarding idol worship, he holds Shalosha Asa Parm V'yud Gimel Seirim, 13 bulls and 13 he-goats, because like we said, Par V'sar L'chol Shevet V'shevet, a bull and a he-goat for every tribe, and Par V'sar L'Bezdin, also there's a bull and a he-goat for the court. Continues the Mishnah. Let's say it wasn't like the case we described before, that all the Jewish people followed their erroneous ruling and sin, but rather the court ruled, V'asu zayin shvatim ay Reuben. And seven tribes, or at least the majority of every one of those seven tribes, go and they sin al pihen on the erroneous ruling of the court, where, for example, if these seven tribes are also the majority of the Jewish people, so then, says the first opinion, as in the first case, Mavin par, the court brings a bull. And regarding idol worship, Mavi and Parvasar, they bring a bull, and the he-goat Divrei Meir, that's the opinion of Rebbe Meir, because as we said before, he holds that it's the court that brings the bull and not the people. And since it's the majority, as we always know, Rubik Kukule, so it's like the whole entire Jewish people following the erroneous ruling, and therefore the court still has to bring the Par Helm Davishal Tzibur. Rebbe Yehuda, he says, Zayin Shvatim Shechatum, Mavi and Zayin Parm. Like he said before, that it's the people that bring it, not the court. So the seven tribes that sin, they bring seven bulls. Now, moreover, he says, Ushar Shvatim Shaloi Chatu, Mavi Naladeim Par. But even the other tribes who did not sin, they also have to bring through those seven tribes that did sin a bull. In other words, you still have to have for every tribe a bull. Now, as the Gemara will ultimately explain, that although Rabbi Huda is saying it's talking about a case when seven tribes sin, it's not necessarily that way. Truth is even if one tribe sins based on the erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin, of the High Court, all the other tribes who even didn't sin have to bring through that one tribe their own bull. It's only because Rabbi Meir said seven, because he requires it has to be literally a majority of the Jewish people, so that's where Rabbi Huda is going in that case too. But says Rabbi Huda, Shaf Eilu Shalei Chatu, Mevin Al Dei Chaiten, even those tribes that didn't sin have to bring because of that one tribe, as we'll see ultimately, but in this case of seven tribes who did sin, they all have to bring, which is going to be the same thing as we said before, 12 bulls or an Avodah Zarah with an added he-goat, because every tribe has to bring. Rabbi Shimon Eimer, similar to Rabbi Huda, but different, because he doesn't agree to the last component that even those who don't sin have to bring. He says, Ches Parm, since it was seven tribes, so you have to have eight bulls, And by Avodah Zarah, then it's eight poles and eight he goes, as we said, because Par v'sar l'choshev b'shev. But he holds also like Rabbi Yehuda, that's the people that bring in, and he considers each shevet like a kehilo. So a bull and a he goat for every tribe. And Par v'sar l'bezin, that's the point that he adds on to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that also the court has to bring their own bull and he goat. But also he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda regarding we don't require the other tribes who didn't sin to have to bring a bull and a he goat too. Continues the Mishnah. Let's say Hayru Bezdin Shalechem Nashvatim, a third case. If the court of one of the tribes, because besides having the Sanhedrin HaGadla, a high court for all the Jewish people, each tribe had their own court too. So if the court of one of the tribes made an erroneous ruling, V'asa Isa HaShevet Alpi, and that tribe followed their ruling, says the Mishnah, Isa HaShevet HuChayim, that tribe is liable for a bull, Ushar Kol HaShevatim Turim, but the other tribes are exempt, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Here Rabbi Yehuda agrees, since not the Sanhedrin, all the other tribes are not going to be chayiv, but that one shevet is going to be chayiv, apar helm davishol zibar. But Chacham Aymrim, they disagree, they say, no, ein chayavin el al hoiri is bezin hagadol bavad. The law, the liability for apar helm davishol zibar, is only going to be on the rulings of the Sanhedrin. But one tribe, through the rulings of their own courts, that we will consider as what's known as shigigas maisa, as just like an individual's error, and therefore each and every person is going to have to bring their own she-lam or she-goat. Shnem, like it says the passing of Yikra, it says, V'im kol adas Yisrael yishkun, if the entire assembly of the Jewish people will err, which is referring to the Sanhedrin, in other words, the Sanhedrin and the Jewish people, they're the Bezna Gadol, and that's when the halacha parham dovah shel tzibur will apply. V'lo yadas, oisei shev, but not just the assembly of that tribe, if it's only the bezin of that tribe, that say the chacham will not qualify for the halacha, bring a parhelm davar shel tzibur. Now the Gemara brings a brisa that elaborates on these halachas of the machlokes in our Mishnah. Tarvan learned the brisa. If the court ruled that chaylev, which are forbidden fats, are permitted, and as we said in the previous stuff, it has to be that they didn't totally uproot it, but what's known as bitl b'miktas, only part of the halachas they permitted, and the Jewish people followed their ruling. Now, however, in error, they ate both forbidden fats and blood. One of them was because they just made a mistake. They didn't realize that was wrong. And one was because they were following the ruling of the court. Now, afterwards, Yadu Shahiru, they realized the court that they had paskin, that they had ruled inappropriately. But Vito Mahiru, but they made a mistake. They don't recall what was their ruling. They don't know. They know the Jewish people sinned with two sins. They don't know, did they originally rule that the chaylev was permitted, or did they rule that the blood was permitted? So it continues, the braisa, yachal yuchayobin. So you would think that the court would be liable for a bull, because ultimately they did rule in the erroneous ruling that the Jewish people followed. Tamalema, that's the Pasuk teaches, v'noida hachatas, that if they become aware of the sin, like the Pasuk says over there, ashachatu ula, which they sinned on it, then they kruv, then they bring a carbon. In other words, that you have to know what was the sin. In other words, they have to know what was it that they ruled, if it was regarding the chaylev or the dam. And v'loy sheyedu ha-choytin. It's not enough to know the sinners, to know that there were people that sinned. Meaning, because even though that they had did that, what they did, they followed the harah of the bezdin, where either way, one of the two sins they had followed the erroneous ruling, because they ate both chaylev and dam. Even so, it says the brisa, they're going to be exempt, because it has to be verified which one of the sins was done through the erroneous ruling. And therefore, that will not qualify for the parhelm davar shel tzibur. Now, the pasuk continues, asher chatu, which they sin, which the plural and seemingly superfluous words in this pasuk is coming to refer to when two tribes sin, which tells us, chatu shnei shvatim, mevin shnei par, which this is one of the opinions we mentioned in our Mishnah, as we're going to shortly see, that when two tribes sin, they bring two bulls. Now, the truth would be, even if one tribe sins, that one tribe would bring one bull, and it would qualify for parhelm davar shel tzibur. The only thing that it's teaching us, however, is that even when it's two tribes, it's not enough with one bull. You need to have for each tribe its own bull. So to chatu shleisha, mevin shleisha. That's why it says, asher chatu, that they sin, to say in the plural, when three tribes sin, they bring three bulls. Oyeinu oymor, says the braisa, oh no, maybe that's not what the pasuk is saying. Maybe it's referring to an individual's. When an individual sins, so two individuals, they bring two bulls. When three individuals sin, they bring three bulls. But maybe when the tzibur, when there's three shvatim, maybe then there's still going to be one parhelm davar shel tzibur. Tamalem, as the pasuk teaches, hakol, it's referring to the assemblies, which is to tzibur, hakol chayiv. We're talking about the liability of a tzibur. And it's telling us from the plural of Ashachatu, which is v'chol kol v'chol chayv, that every single keilah, every single tribe, as we'll see later on, how does this opinion know that every shevet is called a keilah? But it's telling us that every shevet is a keilah and that each one's going to be chayv their own carbon, their own par that has to be brought for the par helm davishot tzibur. As the Brisa explains, Kate said, how so? Chatu shnei shvatim mevin shnei parm. If two tribes sin, then they bring two bulls. Chatu zayin mevin zayin. If seven tribes sin based on the psak of the Sanhedrin, then they bring seven bulls. Ushar shvatim shlei chatu, and even the other tribes who didn't sin, mevin al yidein par par. That each tribe has to bring a bull for some total of 12 bulls for the 12 tribes, even those tribes that didn't sin. Because even these tribes that didn't sin have to bring because of the tribes that did sin. That's why it says the assembly, to make a liability for every single kal, which as we said, because every shevet is called a kal, as the Gemara is going to explain later on. That's the Rabbi Huda who we explained in the Mishnah, who holds this halacha that every single tribe is considered its own kal, and each one's going to be liable, even those who didn't sin. Rabbi Shimon Eimer, which his opinion was also mentioned in the Mishnah, he says, Zayin shvatim shechatu mevin zayin parm. Yes, the seven tribes that sin, the seven tribes bring the seven poles. Ubezim mevin adim par, but he had, as we had mentioned in the Mishnah, he adds on another one, he says that the court also has to bring a bull. And he also only says it has to be a sum total of eight, because he disagrees with Rabbi Huda requiring the liability of the other tribes who didn't sin. He says, how do you know this? How do I know that not like Rabbi Huda, that it's only the tribes that each one has to bring, but even the Bezin has to bring their own bull too? It says, Keshenem alamata, it says, the later Pasuk, which is, this is in Perek Dalet and Vayikra, Pasuk Yud Dalet, and what we say Lamala is the Pasuk before that in Pasuk Yud Gimel. So it says in this Pasuk, where it says, this is the Pasuk we mentioned, that if it's going to become aware of the sin that they sinned on it, and they're going to have to bring, the Krivu, it says, HaKol, the people are going to have to bring a Par Ben Bakal Lachatas, which is known as the Par Hamda B'Shal Tzibur. Now, it says over there the word kal regarding the liability of the carbon. Now, Venev Lamala, it says in the previous Pasuk, where it says over there that if the kol Adas Yisrael are going to make an error and it's going to be eluded from the eyes of HaKohol, and they're going to violate one of the mitzvahs of Hashem and the Torah, and they're going to do this wrong, which is this halacha of the Hayra, of the par, of the Sanhedrin erroneously. So we have Gzeir Shava. Both these Pesukim say the word Kahal. Makal Amar HaMalamala, just like the word Kahal, the assembly it says in the previous Pasuk, is Bezdin Im HaKohol, refers to the courts with the people, because they're both mentioned there in the Pasuk. It says, V'nelem Dove Me'en HaKol, that's going to be looted from the eyes of the Kahal, which, what's the Me'en, who are the eyes of the Jewish people? That's the courts. So regarding the sin, the error, it's referring to both the error of the ruling of the court and the doing of the people. So Av Kala Amalamata. So when it says in the second Pasuk, V'krivo HaKol, the liability of bringing the par, it's also Bezdin Im HaKol. It's also referring to that the court with the people, that is, the people have to, each shevet has to bring their own carbon, but also the Bezdin has to bring their own bar, par. That's the second opinion. Remeo Eimer, that's the first opinion I'd mentioned in the Mishnah, but also this is the third opinion we're mentioning here. He says, no, Zayin Shvatim Shechatu, in seven tribes sin, Bezdin Mevin Al Yidein Par, there's only one bull being brought, it's being brought by the court, Vehem Peturin, and the people are exempt. Says, how do I know this? He learns the Gzei Shava differently than Reb Shimon. Says, Nemer Kahal Lamata, Venemer Kahal Lamala. You have these two psukim, one right after the other, say the word Kahal. Ma Kahal Amalamala, just like when it says, Venelem Dovim Eina Akal, is Bezdin Veloitzi, but it's referring to the court and not to the people. In other words, the ruling, that's contingent on the court and not on the people. Because it doesn't say Venelem Mekal, that it was eluded from the people. Rather, it says Me'ene HaKal, which that's the courts of the people, but not from the people themselves. So Avkal Amalamata, Sosotu, when it says in the second pasuk, Ve'kriva HaKol, regarding the liability being the carbon, is Bezdin Vleit Tzibur, it's only the court and not the people. Fourth opinion, which we also mentioned in the Mishnah, Pshimin Lazayim Mishma, he says in the name of a mayor, another teaching. He says, Chotu Shisha Shvatim, Ve'im Rubish HaKol, unlike the first teaching of Remeir, which said it has to be the majority, this version of Remeir from Rabbi Shimon Laza says, let's say only six tribes, which are not the majority of the tribes, but it's the majority of the population of the Jewish people, Oi or Zion. Let's say it's a majority of tribes, seven. Ava Pish and the Rishu B'Shokol, but even though it's not the majority of the population of the Jewish people, even so, Mevi and Par, that would still create a liability in the court to bring a bull. Those are the four opinions mentioned in the Mishnah. Elaborate on in the Braisa. Now, Amar, the Gemara says, explaining the Tana, the Braisa, who quotes this four-way machlokes. says in the Braisa, opening up, the Naid the Hachatas, that if they become aware of the sin, so it's not enough to know the sinners. You have to know what the actual sin is. As we said, that if they ate chelim and dam, we don't know which one was the one they permitted. Although we know that they made somewhat a mistake, it's not enough to qualify for the parhelm davishal tzibur. Says the Gemara, man tana, who's the tana of this braisa? Amar b'hudim rav, b'tam et some say it was Rabbi who said this, but we know that it's delayed Rabbi Eliezer, it cannot be like Rabbi Eliezer. Why? That now we learn the Mishnah Masechtas Krisis on Daf Yutesim and Aleph, which talks about if someone had in front of him two forbidden things. One is chelif, forbidden fats, and one is nicer, which is leftover from a carbon. Now, he ate one of them, and he doesn't know which one he ate. So it's Machlekes in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer says he's going to be liable for a carbon chatas. Rabbi Shua says he's going to be potter. Now, in the Braisa, it's elaborated on this Machlekes where Amr Rabbi Eliezer, he says to Rabbi Shua, he says, man of shach, whatever it is that you want, either way I should be right. Because im chelav achel chayv, no matter which one of the two pieces he ate, if he ate the forbidden fats, he's liable for karma chatas. Neisr achel chayv, if he ate the leftover of the carbon, he's also going to be liable. Torah Rabbi Shua tells him, no. The pasuk says, asher chata ba, that regarding this that he sinned in it, which the pasuk is telling is not liable for karma chatas until he knows regarding what did he sin it. Now says the Gemara, therefore here also, obviously Rabbi Eliezer would say, man of shach. If the forbidden fats that they ate was what the court had ruled, so they have to bring a par because of that. If that's the blood that they ate that was the erroneous ruling, they have to bring a par because of that. And either way, they would have to bring a par. So the Braisu says that it's not going to be a liability. It's obviously not like Rabbi Eliezer. Now Rav Ashi, I mean, he says, disagrees. He says, no. Philotame Rabbi Eliezer, we could even say the time of this Braisu is like Rabbi Eliezer. Because Shani Hacha the Siv here, but Allah has a parhelm davish al tzibur is different because the pasuk explicitly says ashachatu aleha, that which they sinned on it, then they krubi, then have to bring a carbon, which sounds like until they know exactly, specifically, what is this that they sinned based on the ruling of the Bezdin. Torah Gemara asks, but Hasam Nami Hoksib, but thereby the carbon chatas, by a regular person's sin, it also says ashachatu ba, that which he sins in it, which sounds like until he knows regarding what did he sin, and still Rabbi Eliezer says, manav shach, that even though you don't know which one, but you know for sure that it was a sin, and therefore you bring, so here also, he should seemingly hold that way. Says the Gemara, no, hahumi baile. That ba over there is not used to exclude such a case, because that you need prat lemasasik. It's coming to exclude someone who's what's called engaged, where he's engaged in something, because the word ba sounds like that he intended to do the sin, which comes to exclude, let's say, what's called misasik, especially in the laws of Shabbos. What does misasik mean? For example, let's say someone was intending to pick up something that was detached, and he ended up picking something that was attached, where there he's examined. It's not a shagig. It's not like he didn't know that this was forbidden, or he didn't know that this was what he was doing. He knew what he was doing, but he was engaged in something, and it was totally unaware. That's something that's called misasik. That's what's excluded from the word ba. Now, the reason why we pick Shabbos is because, in contrast to eating forbidden fats or, you know, illicit relations, they're actually a masasik is going to be chai because ultimately he did derive pleasure, as the Gemara says, Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Beis and Beis. But either way, it could be that from Ashachatu Aleh, Rabbi Eliezer would agree to exclude that if he doesn't know exactly which one, and although by regular Kamachat it says ba, that's used to exclude the laws of masasik. Now the Gemara elaborates on all these four different opinions, which mentioned in the Mishnah and elaborated in the Braisa. So the Gemara says, my time and the Yehuda, what's the reasoning for Yehuda's opinion as we mentioned him in the Mishnah and the Braisa? So the Gemara explains, Ksavar arba kahal iksivi. He says we have four times the word kahal mentioned over here in these Pesukim. Now, although it doesn't really say four times, it actually says two times. It says, me'ene hakol, which is from the first Pasuk, and this is in Perek Dal Pasuk Gimel. And the next Pasuk says, v'hikrivu hakol. Now, but the Pasuk should have said, me'ene kahal. What's hakol? That's coming to add on like as if there's another word, kahal. So too, it should have said, v'hikrivu kahal. What's hakol? That's also two. So you have a sum total of four. Now, although there's actually another time it says, chatas hakol, that one's not counted because that's not said neither in the Pasuk of the ruling, nor of that of bringing the carbon. So therefore, as the Gemara says, we have kol hakol, and kol hakol in these two psukim. So for a total of, as if it says four times the word kahal, which coming to tell us four drashas. Chad l'chayev al kol kal v'kal. One of these terminologies coming to tell us that there's a liability for every single tribe who follows the erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin. Because as the Gemara will later on explain, he holds that each tribe is called a kahal. V'chad, one term of the word kahal, is coming to teach us lohi ra'at lui bebezdin u'maisa tolu b'kal. That is that the ruling is contingent on the court, but the action, the actual following on this ruling, that's contingent on the people, as the Gemara said on the Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and that's the pasuk that's being used to expound this idea. It says hakol, and this is in the first pasuk, me'in hakol. Then it says va'asu achas mekol mitzvah. So although that is like a comma over there, but it could be read hakol va'asu, which is that the ruling is contingent on the court, but the ma'isa, the asu, is contingent on the kehillah. The third one comes to teach of chad legreira, and that is to say that even the other tribes who didn't sin, as we mentioned, Yehuda's opinion in the Mishnah, they still get pulled and drawn after the ones who did sin, and then each tribe, even those who didn't sin, have to bring a par. And the fourth one is v'chad l'shevet sha'asa by Ruaz Bezen. Comes to teach us also uniquely Rabbi Yehuda's halacha in our Mishnah, that if one tribe went and ruled and followed the error of their own court, as the end of the Mishnah taught us, if one of the tribes, their own courts, ruled and that one tribe followed, that is going to be considered a par helm davishal tzibur, which that one tribe is going to have to bring a par. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, says the Gemara, and Reb Shimon. What's the understanding of Reb Shimon's opinion? So says the Gemara, Tlasa Kalik Sivi. He holds that there's only three uses of the term Kihila in the Psukim of Parhelm Davishal Tzibra, which is Hakol, Kol, Hakol, meaning because the first time that it says Me'ene Hakol, that he does not expound as two usages, only as one, because the Hey of Hakol, he says that's actually coming to it's actually part of the word. Because Urche de Krohu, it's very normative to speak like this. Kadami Inshu, like people say, Me'ene de Planya, from the eyes of that person. So too over here, when it says Me'ene Hakol, sounds like from the eyes of the Ha is from a shell kahal. So therefore, that's considered as only one, not as two usages. Now, in contrast, when it says Ve'krivu Hakol, there he does expound this too, because the Pasuk could have said Ve'krivu Kol. What's Hakol? There is not like shell. And therefore, you have two, which is for a total of three. So therefore, he expounds them as follows. Chad l'chayv akol kal v'kal. Regarding this, Reb Shimon agreed to Reb Yehuda, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, where he also holds that each shevet is called the kahal. So therefore, that uses one. So he's left with two more. And those remaining two, he uses for gzeirah shava. With treachrini, the other two, nemer l'mata kal, v'nemer l'mal kal. You have these two psukim that use the word kal, meaning the two psukim one after another that we mentioned before. Ma'al l'hal in bezn ima kahal, just like when it talks about the first pasuk of the error, it mentions both, as we quoted him before, the bezin and the kehila. Afkan bezin makal. That's where it teaches the halacha that he holds that when seven tribes sin, they bring eight parim, seven for the tribes and one for the bezin, because it teaches that also the later term it says that the kehila has to bring a carbon that refers to both the bezin with the tzibur. Now Remeir, what's the source for his opinion? Is kahal hakol like darsh? It doesn't expound in neither pasuk the extra hay, so therefore there's only two usages of the word kehila, and hilkach trei kahal iksivi. So we only have two of them, and mibayalei, and he needs those two words kehila to say gzeirah shava, which he learns differently than Reb Shimon. Lenema lamata kal venema lamal kal, where it says in both pasukim the word kahal. Mala halam bezin veloitzib, as we mentioned before, just like in the first pasuk, it's actually me'ene hakol is referring only to the court and not to the tzibur. Afkan bezin veloitzib, so to obey in the second pasuk regarding the liability of the carbon, it's only the court who brings the carbon and not the tzibur. And therefore, when seven tribes or 12 tribes sin, there's only one carbon, that of the bezin. Now, the fourth opinion mentioned both on Mishnah and the Braisa, for Shimon the Lazar, who he says the name of Remeir, this law of six tribes, which is the majority, or seven tribes, which is not the majority. My time, what's the reason that he holds that even that is going to be a liability of Parhelm Dabashal Tzibur, in contrast to the first version of May, which sounds like you have to have seven tribes and the majority of the Jewish people, is because Ksiv, the Pasuk says, in Bamidbar, which that Pasuk is in the context of the court's erroneous ruling in regards to Havayt Zara and Parsha Shlach, says, V'hayi im me'ene ha'eda, that if it's going to be this error from the eyes of the people, which refers to the Sanhedrin, where the rabbis, the leaders, are always the eyes of the people. Now, alma mi'uta. So obviously we see that even if a minority of the Jewish people sin, they'll have to bring a par and sar when it's regarding Avodah Zarah. Why? Because it says, from the eyes, which sounds like only some of the eyes, not all the eyes. Now, Ksiv, on the other hand, the Pasuk says, ki l'chol ha'am b'shkaga, because for all the Jewish people, it was an error. Lememra de Rubein. That sounds like that it's only if you have the majority of the Jewish people, where always we say Rubik Kukuli, the majority is like all of them, miut to like, but if it's a minority of the Jewish people, it's not enough. So hey Kitzad, how do we resolve these two psukim? So on that says Reb Shimon the Lazar, Asuvav Vehin Rubi shall call, if it's only six tribes, not the majority, but then the majority of the people, Oy Zayin, or it is the majority of the tribes. Even though they're not the majority of the Jewish people, they're going to be liable because from the word me'ene, we learn out even a mute kal, even the minority of the Jewish people, as long as the majority of the tribes. And this that says, which sounds like you need to have all the people, the majority of the population, that's coming to tell us, even if it's a minority of the tribes, that as long as we have this middle stage, that will be enough to be liable for this halacha parhelm davishal tzibur, which again, according to Remeyu, who he's explaining an added element, different than the first version, will also be one of the bezdin, but it doesn't have to be Zion with the majority. It could even be vav in the majority, or Zion and the mir hakol. Now, as we continue on, Talmud Beis asks, now that we finish explaining the primary opinions of all these four opinions, Reb Shimon v'Reb Meir, who though they both use two usages of the word kahal for the gzeir shava, although they use it differently, but they don't have another usage of the word kehillah superfluous to teach us that the ruling is contingent on the court and that the action is contingent on the people. If so, the hayrat tloy bebezin u'maisa tola bekal, this halacha, that the ruling has to be done by the court and the action has to be done by the people, minalahu, where do they know that halacha from? So Abaya says, because the Amakra, the Pasuk, says in the Midbar, in the context of Avodah Zarah, says, that if it will be from the eyes of the assembly, meaning from the Sanhedrin, it will be done in error, which sounds like that it will be done in error by others, because that's necessary in the passive by others, through the court's ruling, that we see the ruling is contingent on the court, but that the action is contingent on others, meaning that of the people. Or another approach, Rav Amri, says, the Pasuk says later on, Melechala am bishkaga, from that all of the people are in error, which sounds like that everyone has to be part of this error, the kehila and the bezin, because the ruling is being done by the court and the action is being done by the people. Now, says the Gemara Tzricha, we actually need both these psukim of Abaye and Rabba. Dikas Rachman the volume Eino Edenes Silishkoga, had we only had the first pasuk that of Abaye, Havamina, I would have said a filimiyuta, that even if it's a minority of the Jewish people who sin, still they have to bring a par. Because that's all it says. It says that me'ena eda, if the ruling from the Sanhedrin makes necessary lishkaga, but it doesn't say anything about a majority, even a minority, would be liable for the par. That's why we need the pasuk of Rava to say that no, the all of the people, and which is Rubik Ukule, the majority is like all of it, has to have acted on that in sin. Now, because of l'chalam b'shkoga, had we only had the pasuk of Rava, havamina, I would have said, avdi bezin b'hadi ruba. Only if, until we have the court that also sinned with the majority of the Jewish people, that the bull will only be if the bezin sins with the tzibur. That you need to have not only that the bezin is part of the hayra, but even part of the asiyah, because it says l'chala am b'shkaga, all the people, which includes the bezin. L'chik siv, that's why we need the first pasuk of Abaye, v'hayim eina eida nesesu l'shkaga, that if it's going to be from the eyes of the people, meaning the Sanhedrin, that it's going to be done and devolved through them, in error, which sounds like that it's going to be done through others, where only the ruling is contingent on the court, but the action doesn't need them, as long as the majority of the Jewish people acted on that in sin, then they're liable for the parhelm davishal tzibur. And that has to gemar, but these psukim that we're bringing, they're said in the context of Vaidazar. How do we know the same thing applies regarding a parhelm davishal tzibur regarding all other averis of the hayrah? And that says the Gemara, Yalfina me'ena me'ena, we're learning Gzeir Shava, where it says over here, me'ena akol, by Abay Dazar, it says, v'hayim me'ena eda. Just like over there, like we said, it refers to this idea that it's the court's ruling and the people's doing, so too, by any aver, it's the same halacha that we said of, to know this idea of, hayru abbezen and asiyah bakal. Now the Mishnah continued and said a different case, hayru abbezen shal echad b'chulu. It said the last case that they described was if, let's say, the court of one of the tribes had an erroneous psak, and that tribe went and followed them. So we had a machlekes in the Mishnah if that tribe is going to be liable for parham davish at tzibur or not. Now, relating back to this halacha, the Gemara brings ibaylu that the following question, and this which actually relates to the middle of the three cases of our Mishnah. We just quoted the last case. Previously, we had been discussing the first case. Then we're going to come back, we're going to discuss now the middle case, and the Gemara was quoting from the Mishnah, which is going to relate back the last case of our Mishnah. But they had the following question. Shevet Echad L'Reb Yehuda, one tribe who sinned, according to opinion of Rebbe Yehuda, by Raz Bezna Gadol, because of the erroneous ruling of the high court of the Sanhedrin, who's the court for all the Jewish people, Mi Maisi Shar Shvatam Ailai, if even one tribe sinned, do we say that all the tribes of the Jewish people who didn't sin have to bring a par, their own par, because of them, together with them? Or not? And the Gemara explains. Mi Amrinan, do we say, like the case that the Mishnah was talking about, Shiva Shvatim, when it's seven tribes who sinned. Hu demaisi sha shvatim badayu. That's when the other tribes, the other remaining five, had to bring their own bulls together with them. Shum de karuba, because ultimately the majority of the Jewish tribes sinned. And even those who didn't, so that, as we learn out from the extra word kahal, that even those who didn't sin, like the halach of Gerera, they also have to bring with them too. Avachad shevet, but if it's only one tribe, the lekarubu, it's not even majority, then loy, then not, and it doesn't mean necessarily one, meaning even two or three tribes, wouldn't make the other tribes liable. Maybe it doesn't make a difference. Even if one tribe sins, and they're considered kahal, and they have to bring a par, then all the other tribes have to bring with them too. So the Gemara says, Toshma. Let's resolve it from the following brisa. The brisa says, Mahein mevin, what do they bring? The Tanna Kamma says, par echad, one bull. Shimonim, he says, shnei parm, two bulls. So the Gemara explains, b'mayiskin, what is the case of this brisa? Ile meshachatu shiva, if it's told on where seven tribes sin, the question is, it can't be. Because Reb Shimon Tamani boy. Shimon would require then that there is eight bulls being brought, because he also have to bring a par for every single tribe and a par for bezin, so it wouldn't be shnei parm. Meaning we would understand the Tanna Kamma would be, let's say, like Remeu, who says par echad, because he holds when the seven tribes is only one bull brought by the bezin. But Reb Shimon wouldn't say two, he would say eight. So el dechat to shevet echad, rather must be told about a case where only one tribe sinned. And we could understand Reb Shimon, who says, oh, when one tribe sins, so they bring one, and the bezin, like he said in the Mishnah, bring their own. But that's the Gemara B'mai. What's the case talking about? Ibai Ruaz Beis Din, if it's talking about where that own tribe who sinned, it was its own court that had the erroneous ruling, but that can't be either because Reb Shimon Lesley. Reb Shimon does not hold of that halacha, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, and as we explained before, because he doesn't have the extra words kahal to teach this extra ruling, which Reb Yehuda does hold of the ruling of its own court. So I can't be talking about that either. El alav, by Roz Bez Nagadol, rather must be talking about that the high court had ruled, and that he does agree to then there being a liability of Parham Dabish Tzibra. Now, so Batani Kamamani. So who is the Tanna Kamma? E name Reb Meir, if he says it's Reb Meir, Harubaboy. He needs the majority of the tribes and of the Jewish people to have sinned to be liable. Elav Reb Yehuda, rather must be, it's Reb Yehuda. And what's the price of teaching? What do they bring? One bull. Obviously, Reb Yehuda holds that when it's not the majority of the tribes who sin, that if it's only one tribe, although that one tribe will have to bring a power, and Reb Shimon will hold an extra one for the bezin, that other tribes do not have to bring with them. And that's what the Gemara knows, it's not a raya. Amri, they said, actually, what's this brisa talking about? We're talking about that six tribes sinned based on the ruling of the high court. So although they're not the majority of tribes, but the majority of the population of the Jewish people. And Reb Shimon ben Elazar, he's Reb Shimon Elazar, who is the Tanna Kamma. The Tanna Kamma, the brisa. Reb Shimon Elazar, Omer Mishma, he says the name of Reb Meir. Chatur Shisha, the Hindu Bishal Kal, is recorded as Naman Aleph. If six tribes sin, then not the majority, but the majority of the population. A Shiva or seven tribes, Ava Pisha, any Hindu Bishal Kal, even though they're not majority of the population, Mevi and Par, they'll have to bring a bull. And that's the first opinion, where it's only the Bezna brings one bull. Reb Shimon, who says Shnei Parm, what's that understanding? It's because, at least according to what the Gemara is saying now, he has to hold that this debt, as we quoted him on Naman Aleph, that you bring a par for every single tribe, is because, like he holds, every single tribe is called a kihila. Now, when would we say that each tribe brings? Is, for example, like the case of the Mishnah, when seven tribes sinned, and they're the majority of the Jewish people, that's when, with the majority in population and of tribes, that's when you bring a bull for every single tribe and another bull for the court. But when there's only six tribes, and they're the majority of the people, or seven tribes and not majority of the population, then, since it's not a majority of people and majority of tribes, whoever, how many tribes sin, are considered like one tribe, and therefore that one tribe, so to speak, brings one bull and another bull for the bezin. Now that's what he says it's going to be, two bulls. But again, there's no riot to this question that we had regarding Rabbi Yehuda when Hayras of the Sanhedrin and one tribe sins, do the other tribes, other 11 tribes, bring a carbon or not? So the Gemara continues trying to bring a riot, Toshima. For the following brisa. He says, if a tribe acts based on the erroneous ruling of their own court, so that tribe is going to be liable, and but the other tribes are going to be exempt. But if that one tribe sinned based on the erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin, says Rabbi Yehuda, then even all the other 11 tribes are going to be liable to bring their own bull. It's a clear proof to this question that Rabbi Yehuda would hold that actually they all would be liable, as we had alluded to this when we mentioned the Mishnah, not only by seven, but even if one does, in the Hairos of Sanhedrin, all the other tribes have to bring a carbon too. Now, Amar Vashi says, Masnit Namedeka. Precise reading of our Mishnah seems to indicate this too. Because Iktani, we learned in the Mishnah as follows. The Mishnah said, and this is what we're referring back to, and that's why we quoted that before, V'asa Isya Shevet Apiyam. That if that one tribe followed the erroneous ruling of their own courts, which is that not of the Sanhedrin, but that of that own tribe. So the Mishnah said, and we quoted this before, which started this Gemara, Isa Shevet Chayiv, so that tribe is liable, Ushar Kalashvatim Peturim, and the other tribes are going to be exempt. And that says Rav Ashi, Lamali Lamisna Ushar Shvatim Peturim. Why does the Mishnah have to say these seemingly superfluous words that the other tribes are exempt? Hatana, you already said Isa Shevet Chayiv, that that tribe is liable. Now, Bekeven the Tana Isa Shevet Chayiv, since you already said that tribe is liable, Memeli Adana Shar Shvatim Peturim, I already know by default that means to say that the other tribes are exempt. Elohak Mashmalan, rather, this is what those words are coming to tell us. If one tribe sinned based on the ruling of its own court, that's when, and that's the inference, that's when the other tribes are going to be exempt. But if one tribe sinned because of the erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin, then even the other tribes are going to be liable, that even if one tribe sins, the other 11 would be chayiv. Similar type of a question, the Gemara continues. Ibayulahu, they had the following question. Shevet Echad, Sha'asa Bayroz Beznagala. Same case. One tribe that did based on the erroneous ruling of the high court, but now we're not asking it according to Rabbi Yehuda, but rather Lirib Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon. The question is, Mi Maisu, do they bring a bull, Oiloi, or do they not? What's the question? Do we say that when did Rabbi Shimon say that there's going to be a liability, like in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, for every single kahal, for every single tribe, and each tribe is called a kahal, maybe we could say that was only going to be like in the case of the Mishnah, when seven tribes sin, which then they're majority. But when they're not the majority, then we're going to consider them like individuals, and then they're actually going to be exempt. Because as we learned this in previous Tafim, that Yachad Sha'asa by Roz Bezen, when an individual, which we mean to say not a majority of the Jewish people, sin based on the erroneous ruling of the court, they're exempt. There is no carbon brought. Or maybe that since he holds that, no, one tribe is called the Kaal, so it doesn't make a difference if it's one tribe or seven tribes, that every single tribe that sins is going to bring a bull, and the best is going to have to bring a bull. So the Gemara says, Tashma, it's being arrived in the following Braisa. We quoted this before. Braisa says, Mahi Mevin, what do they bring? Parach, the Tanakh says one bull. Rabbi Shimon Ami says, Shnei Parm, two bulls. So, B'mayiskin, what are we talking about? Ile Meshachatu Shiv, if it's we're talking about where the majority of the Jewish people sinned, that seven tribes had sinned, so then Rib Shimon says, Shnei Parm, two bulls. Shmaina Parm Bai, like we said before, he's going to have to require eight bulls because each tribe brings one plus the Bezin is eight. Ella, rather, what do you have to say? The Chata Shevet Echad, we're talking about where only one tribe sinned. Ubamai, what's the case talking about? Ilem by Roz Beis Din, if it's talking about where it's that one tribe following its own court's ruling. Rib Shimon Leslie, Rib Shimon doesn't hold that halacha. He doesn't hold that even that one tribe is going to be liable. Ella, rather, must be Tomat. By Roz Bez Nagodla, must be that it's the ruling of the high court. And one tribe sinned. And we see that even though it's one tribe, Rib Shimon holds that there is going to be a liability of par, at least for that one tribe, but did together with the par of the Bezin. And that says the Gemara, no, but Tisbra, is that logical? Tanakama Mani. Who's the Tanakama of this Brisa? E Reb Meir, if it's Reb Meir, Harubabai, he requires it to be a majority of the tribes. E Reb Yehuda, Shar Shvatim Namin Mais. According to him, it wouldn't be just one bull. All the other tribes, like we just elucidated just before, he would require all the other tribes to also bring a par. Ela rather, says the Gemara, and therefore it's not a raya, ha mani, as some other Gersoyes have the text, ha chamayiskin, what are we talking about over here? It's kagayin shechatu shisha, we're talking about where six tribes had sinned, and they're vehin rubishalkal, and then the majority of the population, a yeshiva, or it's seven tribes, afapisha ain't a rubishalkal, even though they're not majority of the population, whereas we just explained before, Rib Shimon ben Elazarhi, ukadetanya, as we learned in the Braisa, meaning that since there's at least somewhat of a majority, either of tribes or of people, so therefore, you're going to have to bring a bull, and Rib Shimon ben Elazar adds on, not just a par, but also a par lebezin, and therefore it's not a raya, what would be if they're the not majority. Yeah, it's not a full majority, but at least it's somewhat of a majority, either of tribes or of people, like Rib Shimon Elazar, and therefore it wouldn't be a raya if, let's say, it's a minority, let's say one or two or three tribes, that to say there's going to be a liability, maybe the Rib Shimon Elazar would hold that actually you're going to be exempt. So the Gemara says, Toshma, let's bring a raya from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, "V'chacham ayim." The sages say, "La'elam ein achayiv." You're never going to have a liability of one tribe sinning. Ella al haroyz beznagadol. only if it's at least based on the erroneous ruling of the high court, unlike Rabbi Hudu, they disagreed with, who wanted to say even on the, that own tribe's Bezdin would be enough to be liable par Helm Dovah Shel Tzimra. Now, says the Gemara, Man Chacham, who is these sages? That's the opinion mentioned in the Mishnah. Elim Remeir, if you think it's Remeir, it can't be, because Rubabai, he holds that even the Sanhedrin's Hayrah, it's not going to be enough for one tribe to be liable, because you need to have the majority of the Jewish people. El Alav, Reb Shimon, he must be, it's Reb Shimon. And the Mishnah is teaching us, who he's the opinion of the Chachamim, that one tribe would be liable if it's at least based on the Hayrah, the erroneous ruling of the Bez Nagal. Shemamina, we can infer from there that obviously that when he says that one tribe is called a Kahal, even if only one tribe sins, it's going to be like a majority, like a Kehillah, and you're going to bring a bull for those people, for that each tribe, and another bull for the court. So therefore, the Gemara concludes, as Rashi explains, that the way Reb Shimon holds is that if there's a majority of people and majority of tribes, so then you're going to bring a bull for every single tribe. But if, let's say, there was six tribes that sinned and the majority of the Jewish people, which is this is middle ground, that case of Reb Shimon Elazar, or seven tribes but they're not majority of the population, then they consider like one tribe and they can bring just one bull and another bull for the Bezin. The way we know that is because in the Braisa it said, Mahein Mavim, what do they bring? And as we explained that the time they come over there was Reb Shimon ben Elazar, which was Chatur Shisha, and Reb Shimon said, it's Shnei Parim, which is the par for them and the par for Bezdin. And therefore, that's the same thing like one tribe sinning. But one thing we see that he would hold that if one tribe sins, that that one tribe is not going to be like a Yachat Shasa Beres Bezdin Potter. Rather, they are considered like a Kehila, and they do bring their own power, Helam Dabish Shel Tzibra. Now, the Gemara explains something that we had alluded to earlier, that it's Reb Yehud Reb Shimon, Shevet Echad Deikri Kal Menalahu. This, that was one of the foundations that we were mentioning all along, that they hold that each tribe is considered Kehila, and therefore each tribe is going to bring their own power, Helam Dabish Shel Tzibra. Where do they know this idea that a tribe is called an assembly, a public, the populace? So I'm reading this because the Chassid, there's a passage in Divrei Yomei Beis that says, Mayamid Yehoshafet Bekahal Yehuda Yerushalayim, Yehoshafet stood up in the Kehila of Judea, of Judah and Yerushalayim, and the Girsa is, Bebeis Hashem in the house of Hashem Lefnei HaChatzar HaChadosh, in front of the new courtyard. So whatever the context of the pasuk is, but one thing we see, the fact that it says Kahal Yehuda, obviously even though it's talking about one tribe, that of Yehuda, it was called Kahal. So you see that each shevet is called the Kehila. Now the Gemara explains, my Chadosh, so what does it mean he was in the new courtyard? So Rabbi Yechanan says, Shechitru Dvarim V'Amr, because this was in the Temple Mount, where that it's called Chatzar Chadasha, because they made new novel teachings. And they said, regarding this Chatzar, Tevul Yoim Al Yikonis B'machna Leviya. Although generally, someone that was Tamei and immersed that day, so although there wasn't sundown, he's not allowed to go into Machna Shechina, into the Beis HaMikdash itself, but he's usually allowed to go into the Machna Leviya, which is on the Har HaBayis. That's what was taught that day, that even into Machna Leviya, he's not allowed to enter. But one thing we see is that one Shevet is called the Kehila. Now that mask of Rav Acha bar Yaakov, he asked me, "My, we do see from this pasuk that one tribe is called the Kehila, Dilmashan Yerushalayim. Maybe Yerushalayim is different. But that's what the context of the pasuk here is talking about. The Havanama Binyamin, where there was also a Sheva Binyamin, because actually there were two Shvatim that occupied Yerushalayim. That's Yehuda and Binyamin, and so too the Beis Hamikdash was in both of their properties. So maybe it's two tribes that's called the Kehila, but one tribe not." So Elamar Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, he says a different source. The pasuk says in Bereishis, "Vayomer Lahi," he said to me, Yaakov is saying, Hashem said to me, "Hinni mafracha v'besichu unesaticha lekal amen v'gaimer." Behold, I'm going to make you fruitful and multiply you and make you into a kehila of peoples, etc. Now, where did Hashem tell Yaakov this? Like it says, "Vayere lekimol Yaakov oid bevoy mipadna ram," when he was coming from Padna Ram. It says that Hashem said to him, "I am Kel Shakai, Perei Revei, Goy ukahal goyim yimimeka." That there's going to be Kehila coming out from you. Now, says the Gemara, Manis Yalleha Hichaita. Who was born that moment? In other words, which one of his children was going to be born later on? There was only one more, Binyamin. Shema Menoha Chakam Rachmana. Obviously, this is what Hashem was telling him. Misyad Lachashta Kalachin, and now you're going to be give birth to another Kehila, because every single child, which was a Shevet, is considered a Kehila. That Amalei Rav Shavol Rav Kani asked, but Dilma Hachikam L'Rachman, maybe this is what Hashem was telling him. L'chi Misyad Lach B'Yamin, when you're going to give birth to Binyamin, then Hu Dehavi Yud B'Shvatim, then you'll have 12 tribes. Dimiskaris Kal, well, that's called Tzinat Kahala, because that's the whole majority, that's all the Jewish people. Who said that it's Binyamin that's called Kahal? Maybe when Binyamin's going to be born, then all the Jewish people is going to be around, and then Kahal. And that Amalei, he said to him, what? Elishnei Masa Shvatim Ikir Kahal? What do you think, 12 tribes are called the Kahal? Echad Asa Shvatim La Ikir Kahal? 11 are not called the Kahal? But you yourself just said before that at least two tribes are called the Kahal, which Yehuda Binyamin, which is that we said over there by Kahal Yehuda. Rather, obviously 11 for sure is going to be considered Kahal. So what's it saying that when he has Binyamin born, then there's 12 it's going to be Kahal? Obviously, it's saying because you're going to give birth to a new other kahal, where even Shevet Binyamin by itself is called a kahal, and that's the source for the halacha that every single Shevet is called a kahal, and that's what they hold for every single Shevet who sins based on the erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin. They have to bring their own power, helam davar shel tzibur.